A Sedalia man charged with several felonies for allegedly attempting to kidnap a 10-year-old female late last year in Pettis County is scheduled to be in court today. A probable cause statement says authorities detained 28-year-old Corey Owens for allegedly trying to abduct the girl in the 300 block of West 7th Street on December 15th. According to witnesses, Owens was dragging the girl by the arm down the street as she was yelling for help. Owens also reportedly resisted several times while Sedalia police officers attempted to handcuff him, and he reportedly was found to be in possession of methamphetamine. Online court documents say Owens has been charged with a Class B felony for first-degree kidnapping, a Class D felony for possession of a controlled substance, and two Class E felonies for assault in the third degree and resisting arrest. His bond remains at $250,000 cash or surety. Owens waived his formal arraignment and pleaded not guilty on January 22nd. His next hearing is scheduled for 1:30 this afternoon at Pettis County Circuit Court. A Fayette teenager was one of two persons who sustained minor injuries in a traffic crash in Howard County over the weekend. According to a report from the Missouri State Highway Patrol, the crash occurred as an eastbound vehicle driven by 20-year-old Maya Harris Neal of St. Louis reportedly failed to negotiate a curve, and the vehicle traveled off the left side of the roadway and into a ditch. While the driver reportedly was not injured, a passenger, 20-year-old Rebecca Flores of Orange, California, was transported by ambulance to University Hospital in Columbia for treatment, and another passenger, 18-year-old Hannah Busker of Fayette, refused treatment at the scene. The crash happened just before 10 p.m. on Saturday on Missouri Highway 240 north of Pipes Branch Creek. A Blackwater woman who reportedly fell asleep at the wheel sustained minor injuries in a traffic crash in Cooper County on Sunday. A report from the Missouri State Highway Patrol says the northbound vehicle driven by 21-year-old Malika Torres reportedly ran off the left side of the roadway and struck a tree. Torres reportedly was transported by EMS to a hospital in Columbia for treatment. The crash happened at about 3:20 a.m. on Route M north of I-70. Several area city governments are scheduled to meet tonight. The Marshall City Council is scheduled to discuss a proposed appointment to the Planning and Zoning Commission, establishing a permitting process for special events, and a resolution authorizing the submission of a solid waste grant application with the Region F Solid Waste Management District during its meeting. According to the agenda, the council also is scheduled to consider execution of the First Amendment to a contract between the city and Ricketts Farm Service Incorporated of Marshall for the transfer of certain real property to the city. There also is a closed executive session on the agenda. The meeting is scheduled to begin at 6 o'clock at the City Offices Building at 214 North Lafayette Avenue. That is a look at news this hour on KMMO. I'm Robert King.